Hey everyone, I'm Chad, I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date of October 24th, 2021. I have a sponsor who I believe is on Zoom. So if you are, hey Matt. And I have a home group Monday night, 7 o'clock, New Tampa men's meeting. So 10 minutes. So I'll start with, I had a period of sobriety before. So I'm one of those that I never thought would go back out and then did, and now I'm back. So, like, it actually can happen. So, like, for real. My story, I grew up in Indiana. Just, I don't know, farms and Amish buggies and baseball. And so, yeah. I don't know, just high school, you know, started drinking 16. My first drink was triple sec, so it was good stuff. I played a lot of sports when I was a kid, and I broke my leg when I was 13. So, and that kind of put a stop to a lot of that. And looking back, like, I don't need a reason why I got here, but if I want to think of one, it could be that, like, I think doing sports, like, I felt like I was kind of somebody, like I was decent at something, and that ended, and I didn't fill that with anything else. So I think that's kind of why I started drinking, you know, trying to feel, I don't know, you know, just trying to get friends, you know. And that was, I'm still bad at, like, making friends. That's exactly why I'm, like, coming to this meeting. So, you know, I can be around, like, more people, especially I started working from home, so this is important. So started drinking. Somehow I graduated high school on time. And then I still remember after high school, my parents, like, said, okay, we'll either help you go to college, or we have, like, this $700 savings bond, like, you choose. And I'm taking the money. So where I'm from, like, there's a lot of factory work. So that's kind of what I did. It's the RV capital of the world. So that's where they make all the RVs. So I was doing that for a while. Drugs started getting introduced. And, yeah, down the hill we go. So I was one of those that liked to crash cars. And, I think from age 16 to 31, I had, I'm not exaggerating, 70 points on my license, and it got taken away a few times. Imagine that. Just so you know, welcome to your first meeting. Just so you know, I have 0 points on my license now, and they lower my insurance rates, so it's pretty cool. Just continuing to feel, you know, you get to that point where you're doing it, as we've heard many times, it started out as fun, then fun with problems, and then at the end it was all problems. Like, that's what it was. A couple years go by, it got really bad. And the only thing I knew to do was call a treatment place. And the only place I ever heard of was Hazelden in Minnesota. So I called them, and they said, yeah, well, you know, we'll take $30,000 for 28 days. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't, no. But right before we got off the phone, they said, hey, we know a more reasonable place in St. Louis called the Harris House. So off to St. Louis I went, never been there. And that place changed my life. And this isn't like a treatment center story, but that's where I got introduced to AA. I did 28 days, and I had a choice to go back to Indiana or, you know, live in the men's house. So I'm like, I'm not ready to go back. So I ended up living there for like 4 years in St. Louis. So, but I went to a men's house and had to get a job and go to meetings every, you know, I think they said 3 a week, but I was going pretty much every day. And that's, you know, it was a treatment center meeting on Sundays at 7 or 8 a.m. And, you know, guys that were sober would come into the meeting, and so that's where I got my first sponsor, and that's the guy that taught me AA, helped me through the book, showed me how to live, took me, you know, went through the steps. So Yeah, Mike Mitchell, he passed away from cancer. You know, I've known so many people to pass away in this program. Like, more than half were, like, sober when they died, but... Yeah, side note, but, yeah. Anyway, yeah, St. Louis is great to me. I could talk for hours just on that city and sobriety. Yeah, my original sobriety date was September 2nd, 08. Yeah, so I ended up moving away from St. Louis to go back to Indiana to be close to my son. I remember my sponsor in St. Louis at the time said, you know, you can't just go visit and keep, you can't be a balloon-bearing father forever, he said. I'll never forget that. So I moved back there, be closer to my son. So I had to, every time I've went to a new place, I made sure to, like, I would actually call the service office, like, ahead of time, like the AA office, and say, hey, can you put me in touch with somebody so I'm getting started on the right foot? That was huge for me. Started college in Indiana. I got started at age 31. And I remember being scared that I may not graduate till I'm 40. And some guy at a meeting said, hey, you're gonna be 40 anyway. Do you want a degree or not? I'm like, God dang it, these people are so good. Just to speed things up, that was great. Got to be a dad to my son. We're still close. Moved back to St. Louis to, you know, I was going to marry a St. Louis girl. That did not work out. So I moved to Tampa to be close to my parents as they get older in retirement. Just as a kind of recap, like, I went back out, I think, March of 2018. Had 9 years at the time. And just to let you know, like, maybe why I went back out, I'd like to say it was because I was engaged in it. And we split up. I could say that I was moving a couple times, so that was kind of like starting over each time. I could also say I went to like a psychiatrist because I thought I was like, you know, something's wrong with me. Maybe I need drugs or something, in a healthy way, right? But I think when I went there, I secretly tried to get the stuff I like, so I ended up abusing that, and that's what kind of led me back out. But really, the truth is, like, why I went back out, if you could pinpoint it to one simple thing, like, I just faded out. I wasn't helping you guys. I wasn't sponsoring anybody at the time. So, yeah, it's a big deal. So, yeah, it's kind of funny, like, I grew up in Indiana working and, like, bouncing from factory job to factory job, and then I got sober in AA, went to college twice, and considering going again, but sobriety's first. It's just crazy. Like, all this, everything that's happened, like, everything that's been good to me in my life is, I'm not saying this because I'm supposed to, like, it's because of this. Like, it really is. I don't hate myself anymore. I have a great relationship with my family. I don't crash cars anymore. yeah, so that's it. Thank you.